Friday, March 4th, was the final day on the job for Macomb City Administrator Dean Torreson. He's retiring after more than 30 years of working in city government. Most of that time was spent in Iowa, in small towns such as West Point, Atlantic, and Spencer. Torreson came to Macomb around 8 years ago. Torreson says when he began his career, he knew he did not want to live in the same place forever, and he knew he preferred working at the local level rather than in state or federal government.
Local government gives you the ability to be right in the center of things. You know, when you're in a large organization, you get a very narrow field of responsibility. It's not very interesting. But when you're in city government, you have a very wide range of responsibilities, and you deal with lots of people and lots of different issues. It's very interesting. Plus, you know, you get to kind of work in an organization that is a very satisfying thing when the organization is clicking and when everyone's pulling together. And if you can be kind of at the center of that and help that organization to grow, it's a very satisfying feeling.
You said you didn't want to stay in one place your entire career, and certainly it seems like city managers, city administrators move around fairly frequently. In fact, the fact that you've spent 9 or 10 years in some places, 8 years here, that's probably sort of the high end of the range for a lot of people in those types of positions, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been quite a few years since I've seen any stats on that, but my memory is maybe 5 to 7 years is the average stay. You know, sometimes you leave on your own accord and sometimes not. In this job, you can accrue, I wouldn't call them enemies, but people who you've had problems with professionally, you can wear out your welcome.
Well, and you're not elected by the people. You're chosen by usually a city council. And so if there are changes, if there is a change in the setup of the city council, change in the personalities, I guess, on a city council, that can quickly end your time in a particular community too, can't it?
There's an old saying in city management, if there's even one council member who really wants to get you, they will get you. It may take them a few years, but they will get you. And it's all dependent on relationships. And if you can do your job and stand up for your principles and still get along with your bosses, the mayor, elected officials, you're doing all right.
Do you feel the business of city administration has changed over the years, changed from since the time you started?
Well, somewhat, Rich. I mean, I've been in it for 32-plus years. I think that generally, and you can see this on a national level, that people are more distrustful of government, that there's a general, I think, dislike of government that wasn't around when I first started. And I think it started back in probably the 1980s, probably the late 1980s with the kind of radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh and that ilk.
Well, President Reagan also talked about government being the problem, so that certainly would not help your cause.
That's true. And, you know, I'm a believer in government. Now, I am a believer in limited government, but to deny that there is a legitimate place for government in people's lives and in society is pretty much ridiculous. There are things that have to be done by government because individuals and groups of private citizens cannot accomplish them. So,
What sort of things?
Well, building roads, building bridges, building airports, building water plants, building water treatment plants, providing a trained professional police force and fire department. These things have got to be provided by a collective society who who pay for them through taxes. Taxes should not be a dirty word. Now, I do believe and I agree with some examples of excess, that there are some functions that government has gotten into that I don't think they should be into. And so I certainly agree with a lot of that. But to deny those basic services are illegitimate is, to me, is nonsensical.
Dean Torreson is leaving Macomb after 8 years as city administrator. He says he enjoyed his time in Macomb and had a good working relationship with Mayor Mike Inman. Torreson and his wife plan to move back to the Spirit Lake area in northwest Iowa, which is where they grew up. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.